Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
We're always going to be anchored to what is best for the team, and we have a lot of confidence in Alex as the leader of this group. He's won in Boston as a player. He's won in Boston as a manager. We have conversations daily about everything that we can do to get us back on track. That's where our focus is, and that's where it will remain.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Today, Wiggy went at him hard and basically asked him if Alex Cora's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
That answer there where he starts with, we're anchored to doing what's best for the team or whatever. I don't even know who says anchored to. But and then he said, nerds. But he's won as a
nerds.
Nerds.
Say it.
He did go to Yale. Smart guy.
Yes.
I mean, smart fella.
He's book smart, no doubt.
Yep. Is Alex Cora on the hot seat? Do you think Craig Breslow, I mean, I guess we need to back up. Would it be Craig Breslow's decision to fire Alex Cora, and does he have that autonomy, or is that a decision that gets made on a different pay level?
No. The answer is no. He does not have that power.
Do you think there's any question as to the future for Alex Cora?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I don't.
I mean, it would make for a better radio segment if we could argue for a little while, but
I know people are kind of at the end of the rope with Cora. I don't know. I tend to give him a little bit more of a leash or of an understanding. I just think that job is hard. I think he's dealing with a bad hand to some degree. I do think injuries piled up and he's kind of left with players that maybe aren't the best fit. So I do. Give him a little bit of a slack on that. But I just don't think Breslow, he's been here for 2 years. And he was the 15th candidate they interviewed. I just can't think that the owner all of a sudden has got the ear of this general manager. I mean, Alex has been here for a long time. Heck, I mean, they when he got suspended, they brought him back. So I think they love Alex Cora. I don't think he's going anywhere.
But couldn't and Dan Ball, we'll be with you with 1 second. I saw your hand raised in the back.
Oh, please, take your time.
Couldn't John Henry – I'm just spitballing here. Couldn't John Henry and Craig Breslow align on their nerdiness or sort of – couldn't you see John Henry who, you know, he makes money in trades and Excel spreadsheets and numbers and running the numbers and all that. Couldn't you see Breslow presenting to him in that world, in that way, about baseball, though – and earning some cachet with him?
I guess, of course, because I think that's what John's into.
Yeah.
He's into that stuff. Are you making a case against not having Alex Cora if you're Breslow? Like, what would that case look like? Look, John, this is the stuff we give him, and he doesn't do it. I mean, What case, if you're Breslow, would you make to John Henry that Alex Cora isn't cut out to be the manager of this baseball team?
I gave him a much better roster this year. The young players that played a year ago or a year older, I gave him an ace pitcher who you ponied out some nice dollars for. Appreciate you. Mean it. I gave him a closer who's among the best in the game right now. You paid for him, too. Appreciate you. Mean it. Oh, and I gave him a third baseman who...
Got injured,
but has been here for the bulk of the first third of the season and returned on your very hefty investment, and somehow we're a worse baseball team than we were a year ago.
The young kids, okay, yeah, you invest a lot in young kids, but they were unproven young kids, and you got them at a reduced rate because they're unproven. So... I just, to me, those aren't really strong arguments.
But what on paper should be worse this year for the Red Sox? Compared to a year ago, what should be worse? Starting pitching should be better, right? You gave him an ace, and then you brought back some of the guys that were part of the staff from a year ago. Infield defense, you gave him a Bregman. Right-handed bat, you gave him a Bregman who's actually hit for more power right out the gates than maybe you would have expected. You gave him a closer who has been better than Kenley Jansen, right? Was a year ago. So I think on paper, you should argue this team should be better.
Tanner Houck came back this year. I think the starting pitching, let's face it, I think the starting pitching has been the biggest bugaboo for this team. And we were talking about, it's because it'd be a 6-man rotation. Please. That was only a couple months ago. I'm laughing at the conversation.
Should go to a 1-man rotation, just crochet.
Yeah.
That's their best chance to win is when Crochet pitches.
And then once every 3 games, you pull them after 85 pitches.
Exactly. Dan Ball, what would you want to get to?
I'm just on the Cora conversation. I find myself so split because I really do like him. And that was before getting here and interacting with him in person. So obviously that side of it is a little bit biased.
But
I think it's irresponsible not to say that there should be some pressure and that the heat shouldn't be turned up under him a little bit. I know he said it tongue-in-cheek, but he did say, well, maybe it's on the manager. I'm the manager at this point. But in the same vein, if you fire him, there's going to be half the league that would fire their managers to hire him. So maybe it's less he's not a good manager and just maybe his player-first mantra and way of going about things isn't landing with guys the way it was in 2018.
Let me ask Andy this, because this is something you've been hot on. You know, for a manager to kind of show that he's trying to make changes, you see lineups in the change up in the line, you see position changes.
Yep.
Those are things that you do not like. You do not like all of the instability of changing guys, but that's a manager trying to find something that works.
Yep.
How do you square those two things?
So I agree with. Well, first of all, we don't know if that's just the manager trying things.
Well, that's the biggest.
Right?
That's the hardest thing to like, really have an honest conversation about Alex Cora is, what do we really know what decisions he's really making?
Right, and that makes this very difficult. And he probably, if he listens, which appreciate you if you do, like he probably gets annoyed. You know, Ted Johnson said this. Well, that wasn't my decision, Ted.
Right.
You think you know, and I don't think he would get mad at you personally because he gets that people
not to my face
don't have the knowledge.
Think about the way he answered your question about throwing fastballs.
Yeah.
He didn't say he didn't
sigh, pause,
he
lie.
Didn't endorse it. He smiled, he paused, and he found his diplomatic way out of actually sharing probably how he really feels.
Right. And that question about lineups and movement is a fair one. But the other thing I would get to, Dan Ball, you said it's not resonating. Is that the word you used, kind of?
There's an argument to be made. It's not, yeah.
Shouldn't it be resonating? Like, he is a player-friendly guy. You would think that would resonate with young players, right? He's not Tom Thibodeau. He's not grinding them into the ground, and they hate him, and they don't want to play for him. He seems like he would be a great guy to play for, whether it's the Bayo thing in the clubhouse documentary, sort of like... He reaches out to him. He sees them as human beings. Sort of all this mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. I think that's...
Shouldn't that resonate? So how is he not reaching them if he's reaching them the way they feel like they want to be reached?
They're just not... They're not good players.
That's what I wanted to get to.
I mean, they're just
not... stole the words right out of my mouth.
I don't know. I put it more on the players.
Are they just not good enough?
Like, you know, so... I don't know. Like, for a guy that... You know, a guy's in a hitting slump. That's Alex's fault. A guy can't make a good decision in the field. That's Alex's fault. They've been playing baseball their whole lives.
Right. And just because we say they're not good enough right now doesn't mean they'll never be good enough. Like, I'm not saying Christian Campbell might not be the best second baseman in baseball in 3 years, right? He might be hitting 340 with power and making all the right now, he's not very good. And I do blame the Red Sox for some of that because I think they have the poor kid's head spinning and swimming and overloaded his plate and everything. But it's possible just right now. Rafaela is a guy. He hasn't been good for most of the year. I know he's been on a nice little hot streak, 8-game hitting streak, home runs. He hasn't been good enough at the plate all year.
Let me ask you this. If you're Alex, you're Alex Cora, what do you do when you have a pitching staff that is the worst pitching staff in the first innings? They have an ERA of 6.47.
Yeah, that's bad.
Just so, how many of these games are over before they even get started? Is that Alex's fault?
Right. You have to start a pitcher. They make you start a pitcher. It's not like you can not send someone out there, right? There's no way around playing the first inning, right?
Five openers. Here we go.
You're right.
Brendan Bernardino every day for an inning.
They have the most unintentional openers in the history of baseball. They have guys they expect to go five or six innings that go one.
I don't know where this ranks in major leagues, but their starters are averaging, 4.7 innings every season.
Terrible.
It's hard to manage a team when you can't get more out of your starters.
And this is the phrase I've always used, Ted. Before I worked with you, the phrase I always said with Alex Cora, if everybody did their job as well as Alex Cora, I believe the Red Sox would be really good. Like, that's my mentality towards him. I think he's a good manager. Is he perfect? Does he make... No, he isn't. But if you think he's a B-level manager, whatever. If they all did their job at B-level, if the starting pitchers were always at B-level, not going out there and giving up historic home runs, six runs and three home runs in the first and all these things... They'd be fine.
They'd be five games over 500 instead of five games under.
Except they're not. And they do all these things where they all contribute. And that's where I give him credit. He was honest. He's part of the problem sometimes. He's made some mistakes. Now, whether they were just his mistakes or they came down from above, whatever. But he's made some mistakes. But their record in one-run games, and you've harped on the one-run losses, is symbolic of a team that just makes too many mistakes, right? Close games, when the game is on the line, you have to make a single play or a single mistake,
they
and
make
it hinges.
Bad plays. It's not the manager making bad decisions.
Nope. It's Christian
not,
Campbell
it's
coming to the plate, except throwing the ball to the backstop. And maybe he shouldn't even come to the plate. He should have turned two. It's little things. It's not advancing runners.
Base running.
The one thing I will say is the hitting with runners in scoring position is just so bad. And Breslow, Stiz, do you have Breslow defending driveline? Find that. I thought he got really defensive this morning in describing what driveline is and what we perceive it to be. All I know is the results stink.
While he's looking that up, hold on 1 sec, Stiz. Another, and you bring up driveline, another hard thing to just zero in on, say, Alex needs to go is Alex responsible for their philosophies and how they hit the ball?
No.
It doesn't sound like it. No. It sounds like there's this whole little department.
They brought in the whole driveline people. They hired them all.
So I can't blame the way they hit. I can't blame the fact that they're swinging out of their ass. What can I blame the pitching on Alex? That stylistically, that they throw more breaking balls than they do fastballs.
Yeah.
I can't blame that on him. So it's hard for me to say Alex has got to go when he's really responsible for just being in front of the media, kind of making some in-game decisions about with the pitching, and then trying to keep guys mentally engaged throughout a whole season.
Can I blame Alex on one level, though? A year ago at this time, he was a lame duck manager, right? Set to be a free agent. Yeah. And if he hated throwing breaking balls and throwing 20% fastballs, and he hated the philosophy of drive line player development and batting, and he knew Breslow was hiring all these guys and Bailey was doing all this, you know what he could have said? He could have quoted Rafi Devers. No, I don't want that extension, right? He could have gone somewhere else if he didn't believe with the philosophical future and direction of the organization. No. Instead, he said, $21 million? Is that what you said? Where do I sign?
Yeah, but what would his family have said if he made that decision?
We're getting $21 million somewhere else, because he would have gotten a job somewhere else.
That much money?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You think so?
I think he would have been a hot
with his daughter still going to school in Boston? Yeah.
He could have flown back to Boston for graduation.
You guys, okay. What, if you're Alex and you're thinking, okay, if I leave here, if I put my foot down and say, damn it, I want more of my stamp on this, they're not going to do it. Okay, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
What makes you think going to another team, he would have more power? You don't think every team in the major leagues has analytics departments?
Yes.
It has driveline departments. It has pitching analytics departments. They all
do. He might have found some that he was more philosophically aligned with, right? He could have done his research, due diligence. There's a few jobs open. You figure out, or you go to a place where maybe they're a little desperate for a little buzz, and you're Alex Cora. You got a World Series ring. You're affable. You're likable. You're great face. Dan Ball?
I think you would have. A team that made sense to me was the Phillies. You go back to Dave Dombrowski, who you know is kind of that win-at-all-cost kind of thing. He already hired him once.
Yep.
That would just as an example of a situation.
The Phillies weren't looking for a manager. I mean, they've been
not at the time.
And it's funny. Philly. Sometimes people aren't looking for managers or coaches, and then guys become available, and they take managers and coaches. Like, they make changes.
You want to hear the throw that audio?
Yes. Let's hear Craig Breslow getting a little defensive in his defensive drive line.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, this approach is spoken about like it's the boogeyman, but if I were to say, you know, the approach that we have to teaching offenses to say, hey, we've got to start with making great swing decisions, right? We've got to understand the pitches that we need to swing at. When we swing at them, we need to put them in play. And when we put them in play, we want to hit the ball hard enough that it matters. And when we get to two strikes, we need to compete like all hell to put the ball in play, especially when we have runners in scoring position. Is that something that you would say sounds like, you know, kind of we've got the wrong approach here, or misunderstanding, you know, around what's important? I think we need our hitters to be extremely competitive in the box. We also need them to understand, you know, what type of balls in play tend to produce runs. And that's the approach that we've got.
There's a lot of words there. Okay. So
what?
So he believes in his system, right? That's a long-winded way.
Do you understand what that system was? Be aggressive, but be patient.
Right.
Do this.
And I can understand it's not
working.
Hit the
ball hard enough that it matters.
With two strikes, compete. So how come you strike out more than anybody?
Yeah, put the ball in play. They should try that sometimes.
They don't put the ball in play.
Score runs.
But Craig Breslow, we have two options here. Either your philosophy stinks or your players stink, correct? Isn't that?
Or both.
Or both. But who's responsible for the philosophy, Craig Breslow? Who's responsible for the players? Craig Breslow. Who's responsible for both, if you want to say it's both? Craig Breslow. So this all falls on Craig Breslow's plate, right? We took a bunch of calls post-game the other day where people were like, Breslow, Breslow, Breslow. And they like to cherry pick, oh, he didn't have a first baseman ready. How about just the guys that are here are not doing the job properly?
Yeah. The hard thing is, can you imagine? Like, so Alex Cora has, I think he thinks differently. I think he has a different philosophy with the pitching and the hitting. I do. I think he wants to play more small ball. I think he always is talking about athletic team.
My guy, David
Hamilton. But if you're just swinging out of your ass, that doesn't enhance a team that has got a bunch of athletes like what supposedly the Red Sox have. So I think there is but when you have a whole department and you're spending, I don't know, how many staffers are in there? They send in like 300 people like working there. Baseball ops.
What do you think they all
do? You got
do?
All this money towards driveline, yet if you're the manager and you don't want to do any of that, how do you justify having that entire department? So he's going to fall in line with what they want. I thought what was interesting is Jaren Duran said after a game a couple days ago, he said, quote, that they should just try and put the ball in play.
Hmm.
I think that's what they really want to do is not the driveline, swing out of your ass, but just – make contact and get on base and play baseball like it used to be played. And I think that's what Cora wants, but I don't think they're allowed to because of Breslow and the Nerds.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in putting the ball in play. That may sound like, you know, of course everybody is, Andy. I don't know that everybody is.
That's the hottest take you've had all day.
They strike out double digits every bleeping game. If they're trying to put the ball in play and they're striking out 10, 12, 14, 16 times, then they really suck.
And I got another thing for that. I was thinking – so if you have a pitching staff that gets shelled in the first inning, do you think that's good for the hitters? Innings 2 through 9 after that. Oh, we're down by 4 in the second inning. I better make this one count.
Well, the only
thing it adds, I think so much of it starts with starting pitching and getting off
yes.
a good start in games.
Oh.
Which they don't.
Yes.
And that's why they have clearly a better record when they get off to early leads. You see, they're much more successful. They don't give up leads as much because I think it's just they don't feel that tension when they are, you know, spot the other team 4 runs in the first inning.
The football equivalent would be their quarterback threw a pick 6 on the first drive. You won the toss. You said we want the ball, and then your quarterback threw a pick 6, and you're like, uh-oh, we're kind of swimming upstream the rest of this game. We're fighting it all day.
It changes how you play defense from that point on. It changes the whole feel of everything when you get into an early hole like
that. But then I also don't take them off the hook for striking out as often as they do and being as bad as they are with runners in scoring position, and that's why They're a team failure right now. No, that's the one good thing, is you can't really point fingers if you're in that clubhouse. You guys over there suck. You suck. You suck. No, we all suck together. Yes, Diz.
How many games, Ted and Andy and Dan, how many games, if any, will the Sox take against the Yankees?
Is this a precursor to quiz for Diz?
One record.
They're going to go 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah, they're going to win 2 games, lose one.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you sound so dubious?
Yeah, I would probably go the opposite, I guess.
Well, you're very negative. It's your nature.
I mean, I feel 1-2. I mean, you got an extra day of rest for the bullpen. That helps. But I don't trust the starting pitching. And have you seen the Yankees these days?
Yeah, they're going to build on momentum. Good. Build on momentum. Dan Ball?
Yeah, I'd go 2-1 if not a sweep because this team makes no sense.
Oh, okay. Sweep. Dan Ball threw sweep out there.
This team makes no sense.
Explaining it like that, I kind of get that.
Yeah. This is the same. It's the same. I'm going to say it until I die. And who knows? This is the same thing they did last year. So they're going to build up momentum before the All-Star break.
This would be a big
series
if they, you just know, long to enough. Them, it's not about, you know, winning games. It's about winning series.
Yeah, I know.
If they had a series win against the Yankees, I think it would go a long way with this young team.
Absolutely. I've been negligent in my hosting duties. I have not teased it yet, but we're coming up on it. It's Thursday. It is 5:30. It is some of our most enjoyable time here on WEEI Afternoons of the Week. It is Quiz with Stiz, but a new twist. You notice no Fitzy today. Fitzy's off today. So, wait, who's Andy going to beat? Because Andy's on a win streak.
Bring him in. Bring in
Ted Johnson warming up the big right arm from the bullpen. Ted Johnson versus
I heard he's
Andy
been watching
Hart.
Jeopardy all week getting ready for today.
He better because I'm hot, baby. I got the momentum the Sox don't have. Quiz with Stiz next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, final time, trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Bruins have named Marco Sturm the 30th head coach in franchise history. Sturm spent the last 3 seasons as head coach of the Ontario Reign, the Los Angeles Kings AHL affiliate, posting a record of 119-80-17. Sturm played 15 seasons in the NHL from 1997 to 2012, including 5 seasons with the Bruins from 2005 to 2010. Last night in the NHL, the Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime to win Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Leon Draisaitl scored the game winner in overtime on the power play. Game 2 is set for tomorrow night. Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Pacers and Thunder is set for tonight in OKC. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Thunder are -750 betting favorites to win the series per ESPN. The Red Sox won in walk-off fashion yesterday afternoon against the Angels to salvage the final game of that series. The final score was 11-9. Day off for the Red Sox today. They open up a 3-game series against the New York Yankees in the Bronx tomorrow night. First pitch of Game 1 is at 7:05, and Walker Buehler is scheduled to start. And the Patriots return to the field for their final day of OTAs today. They'll be back on the field for mandatory minicamp next week on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And new from earlier this afternoon, Aaron Rodgers has signed a 1-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous Colossal Lobster Rolls, 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw on the side. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. It's a Quiz with Stiz on the afternoon program, and that is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
It is not a hard knock life. I've won how many in a row of Quizmas days? Three in a row?
Won three in a row to even the season series with Fitzy at four. But as you noted, Fitzy's not here.
He's not here. That means Quiz with Stiz for Ted Johnson.
I like it.
Are you ready?
Expectations are low. Yeah.
You ready?
I'll do the best I can.
It's all about having fun, boys.
It's about fun. I'm not trying to go low and beat you. I'm just trying to give an entertaining
Oh, is that segment. A short joke? Was that a quick little short joke in there?
No. Not at all,
Son
Bubba.
Beach.
All right, boys, you know the name, you know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Ted Johnson will be going up against Andy Hart tonight. And before we get into tonight's theme, I will pass it to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. As he mentioned, it is Andy Hart against Ted Johnson tonight. No lifeline for the quiz this evening. It's just all-natural knowledge between these two, which is going to be a lot of fun. So Stiz will ask a trivia question on a topic of his choice to both hosts. If the host does not get the question right, the other host will have the chance to steal. And if neither get it, that will open up the chance for multiple choice. We will ask 10 questions, and it is the best score after the 10 questions have been answered. After everybody complained and bitched so much last week about how the quiz was done. And with that being said, we'll hand it back to the quizmaster himself, Stiz.
Touch gloves. Boom. Let's go.
All right, Andy. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Well, it did tonight.
Damn it.
Ted will start us off in the theme for tonight's quiz, football movies.
Oh. Yeah, this isn't a setup
good.
Or anything.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Football movies in which Ted Johnson has appeared.
Let's go, Stiz.
All right, Ted. Question number one. Burt Reynolds starred in the original, Adam Sandler in the remake of this film that pitted prisoners versus prison guards in a football game.
Oh, is it? The longest yard?
He's on the board. He is on the board.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You know, the original's excellent.
Get ready for a numbers question.
Excellent. Burt Reynolds was...
Andy, how many dimples are on an NFL football?
Andy, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5,000. All right, Andy, number two. Set in 1971 Virginia.
Ooh.
Denzel Washington, a newly hired coach over an integrated football team. Mm-hmm.
Remember the Titans.
Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent
great movie. Is that the...
Based on a true story, yeah.
Yes.
Just like you said, bud. Great movie.
I don't know about greatest football movie, but it's up there.
It's up there. No doubt.
All right.
Is it real quick? Just Denzel Washington.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Awesome. Ridiculous.
One of my favorites. His son is really good now, too. His son is awesome.
I don't know. Okay, I didn't know that.
I'll show you. If we go out tonight, I'll show you pictures of him in some movies. He's good.
All right,
Ted.
Yep.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh.
Plays for the Arizona Cardinals in this movie.
Show me the money. He got an Oscar for this Jerry Maguire role. Do you know that? He got an Oscar for that role.
Christian Fourier was in that movie.
Get out of here.
Is that right?
I believe he's in the background at some draft party or something. He was like an extra.
Drew was in it.
Drew was in it.
Very I did good. Not know that.
I feel like this is going to be first person to miss is going to lose tonight.
Listen. Well, let's just play it out.
See how the cookie crumbles, goes, Andrew.
So don't miss.
I won't.
Andy.
Jinxed myself.
Penn State running back John Cappelletti is inspired by his younger brother who has leukemia. And this true story of the Heisman Trophy winner and his family.
Pride comes before the fall.
Yeah. This just took a turn to the more difficult questions.
10 seconds, Andy.
Paper Lion.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, why am I... Man. Yeah, is it my turn?
Yes.
It is.
Ted.
Why am I stuck on... It's not the Express. Is it Brian's Song? No. Brian's Song.
Nope. Andy. A. Something for Joey. B. Believe in Me. Or C. Johnny Be Good.
Believe in Me.
I will not believe in you. So, Ted, A. Something for Joey. Or B. Johnny Be Good. Penn State running back John Cappelletti, inspired by his younger brother who has leukemia, and this true story of the Heisman Trophy winner.
It's got to be the first one.
Something for Joey?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
He got it.
Come on, man. Johnny Be Good is a really good... That opening
I've never
scene
seen
with
Johnny
the cheerleader.
Be Good.
Oh, yeah. When you're like a little kid, you just slow down the VCR real slow. Oh, good movie.
Andy.
Yeah.
Here's a quote. You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing,
wait,
and you
wait.
Ain't...
Wait, that's a Ted question.
Oh, Ted? Well, Ted, quote.
Right, check.
I prefer if it comes to Andy.
You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and you have nearly a speck of athletic ability, and you hung in there with the best college football team in the land for 2 years.
It's over.
Is this for me?
Yeah. That's for you,
Ted.
It's
a gimme for you. It's rigged.
Rudy.
As Brett Norton and others have said in the Twitch chat, it's rigged, you goof. This is fixed. It's clear.
All right, Andy.
Thank you, fellas, for understanding it's rigged.
The first line is, you're 5 foot nothing. I would thought that would be...
No, I said, Andy, I was coming.
No surprise you know that one, Hart.
Andrew, another quote. Being perfect is about being able to look at your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth, and that truth is that you did everything you could. What movie?
Any Given Sunday?
Ooh, no. Ted.
The Program.
Ooh, no, sorry.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
It's another movie I haven't seen.
You've never seen The Program?
No,
oh,
no,
I saw it in theaters.
It. James Caan.
Loved it.
Very good.
All right, Andy, was
every
that from
ever.
A, Jerry Maguire, B, Remember the Titans, or C, Friday Night Lights?
I'm going to say Friday Night Lights.
You got it.
Of course.
What do we got for a score? Am I down one?
It is 4-2 because Ted stole.
4-2?
4-2 through six questions. You each have gotten three, and Ted stole one from
you. Don't have to get defensive just because I question you.
Listen, don't question
me. It's kind of my only role.
You sound like Breslow back there. Jeez, lighten up.
Driveline does a lot of great things, guys.
All right, back to Teddy. Matthew McConaughey and Matthew Fox star in this true story of a college football team who try to heal and strive to continue their football program after an airplane crash kills the majority of the team and coaches.
So I actually talked to Matthew about this role.
Whoa, brag.
I saw him at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston.
Brag again.
Whoa.
And I was like, that role, you were perfect in that role of We Are Marshall.
We are correct, baby.
Woof. How many brags can you get in one sentence?
Oh, I got more.
Ted Johnson with a record center.
What was Matthew McConaughey? I would love to meet Matthew McConaughey.
He was at the Ritz bar years ago. Couldn't believe it.
I read his book, Green Lights.
You stumbled into him?
Like I saw him in there, and
wasn't at an event though.
Yeah, like
he was with a couple of buddies at the having dinner. So I was like, I'm going to go up and just my intro line to him was, he was a huge Texas fan, right? And so we played Texas my senior year at Colorado and beat him with a last second field goal. Hey man, I beat you! I saw you on the sidelines. Nice guy.
And he was receptive.
Very receptive.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. You know, it's weird. I was surprised to see him as short as Andy was. He was a short guy. You know,
most actors are.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
you're forcing it a little bit now, Ted.
All right, Andrew. Tom Cruise portrays a high school football player looking for a scholarship and clashes with his coach in a Pennsylvania steel town.
Oh my gosh. It's this is my life story right here, is this movie. Basically.
All we're missing is the rib tickler.
That's it. That's the only thing we're missing.
So,
Tom Cruise, high school football player looking for a scholarship.
Is that Johnny B. Goode?
That is not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't. You look at me?
Ted.
52 Stack Monster. One of the best movies. It might be one of my favorite sports movies of all time.
All right, just give the title.
What's the title? All the Right Moves.
That's right. He got me. He got me on that one.
Great movie, Tom. All right.
I thought you froze up for a second there. I
forgot for 1 second. I was like, wait, what? Okay.
Wait, what's the title?
What was the title? I had the line. 52 Stack Monster.
What's
excellent
it been
movie.
Like?
So is this over? Is it 5-2 or what is it?
No, it's 6-2. He's kicking your ass.
Yeah, we got two more. All right, Ted.
Yep.
In a small Texas town where football reigns supreme,
there you go.
James Vanderbeek, academically gifted second-string quarterback who finds new pressures and challenges when he takes over for the injured starter.
You know what? One of my favorite books ever, all time. It wasn't. It wasn't that one. No, it was John Voight, Varsity Blues.
He got it.
Wow, I went the other way.
You were going Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Varsity Blues. My bad.
You saved yourself there.
Woof.
All right, and Andy.
They keep lobbing up softballs for you.
Andy, in 1970s Philadelphia, Mark Wahlberg plays a down-on-his-luck 30-year-old substitute teacher and bartender who turns a public tryout into making the Philadelphia Eagles NFL team, a true story portrayed in this Disney film.
I've seen it. I can see the movie in my head.
I thought this was a gimme for you.
It's one word.
Arkan is freaking out back there.
I can't believe it.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds, even though it may not matter.
It's one word, and I can't see it.
Arkan's offering to be a lifeline. Teddy, do you accept?
Yeah. No,
Arkan,
no,
come here.
No,
Arkan's my lifeline.
Teddy's turning it down. Sorry.
Invincible.
What was the player's name?
Vince Papil.
Hey, okay. Papali. All right.
Good job, Andy.
Pull that one out.
And Chris Paul hits the three to cut the lead to 40.
It's funny watching Andy's brain work in real time, seeing him get there, the CET.
Hey, for
the
some
clouds.
Reason in my head, it was Invictus, and I'm like, it's not Invictus.
That is
that's
a movie,
stupid.
Though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's because
I started to say and then I'm like,
Matt
Invincible.
Damon. Invictus is with Matt Damon, the rugby team over in South Africa.
Yeah, I ended on a good note. I won the finale.
That's right.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
This is an
good
easy
job,
game.
Ted.
I don't know why.
Yeah, when they lob you softballs in your area of expertise.
Next up, we'll have what's the stupid movie with the blue people?
Avatar.
Ted Johnson, your favorite movie. Let's break it down.
Oh, we got next week's topic.
Boy, you're a sore loser, Bubba.
I'm a very sore loser.
Oh, welcome back to the Excuse Corner. We haven't had the Excuse Corner in a couple of weeks.
If you go back in the Twitch chat, you'll see everybody listening and watching was well aware that this was rigged and I was going down no matter what. This was like one of those Paul pay-per-views. Oh, Mike Tyson's got a chance. He doesn't have a chance.
Listen, how is it rigged? You are granted, Ted is a former football player. You worked for the Patriots. You should have known every one of these questions.
Yeah, I didn't.
So this wasn't.
Easy ones. It was rigged. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it will not be rigged. It's Odds and Ends and a Crossed Over with Christian Arkan, where he's probably going to yell at me for getting things wrong, and I probably deserve it. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, and we got an odd Ted Johnson story slash question coming here, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So, Ted Johnson, what do you got for us?
I'm just curious what you guys think. Okay. If this was, should I read into this? Is it much ado about nothing? But I was at a retail store today.
Okay.
And this attractive older lady. Ooh. You know, somehow the topic, I'm buying something and I'm leaving, and then and somehow the topic of football comes up, and she just makes this sound. She just goes, "Football players." And then keeps talking.
Whoa.
I was like, is she hitting on me right now?
Sounds
is
like it.
Wait, at this point, did she know who you are?
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, she did.
No.
That was not just a random. No, nope. She knew what she was doing.
She made this sound. I was like, wow.
She knew what she was doing.
What? How awesome.
And you just
it?
Ripped your shirt open and had your jersey like, underneath, and you're like, oh, you're looking for a football player?
Yeah, no, I just,
I'm here for you, ma'am.
My head, like, yeah. No, I was just like, it threw me off. It just throws me off. I mean, I've.
So yeah. how it,
and cool, I'm trying to like I'm a, trying to figure in my mind. I'm like, was that she just trying to?
Nope.
Was that
she
just,
was trying to?
Okay,
she was trying to.
Wasn't sure.
She was definitely
I've
trying
been
to
have the game. For
that
a while.
Was not in a I like to play
just,
fantasy
just
football
to make that
sound
effect. Sound. I was like, wow.
No. That, she
and it was kind of slow and slow, it was like
not, she was not all in. She didn't want to seem too.
But it was.
She was testing
such
the waters.
Natural kind of instinct for her to put that little sound out there. Like,
and so, how attractive was she?
She was attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. How old was she?
I'd say Cougar Plus.
Cougar Plus.
If there's a category for that.
So this would be an interesting dynamic here on the show, and I know you're
not
happily...
not a gilf, right? Not a milf, but you know, like right in between there.
Okay. So how did it end? Was that the end?
I said I'll see you next time.
Oh, so you plan to see her again?
Well, I'm probably going to buy something again.
She
at the store.
Did she work there?
Oh, she worked at the store.
Oh,
I was checking out. Yeah.
So this is a little reverse Chevy Chase and Christmas Vacation situation here, where the woman working the store was...
she definitely knew who you were, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
She didn't want to seem too forward and like slutty, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, but
she just wanted to throw it out.
Part
there.
Of me thought, you know, good for her. Good
oh,
for
absolutely.
Her.
You know should
what
I mean?
Be a shot. She's like, why not? What do I got to lose?
It's probably worked.
And was that the first time you've ever met her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because maybe she's noticed you a couple times in said store.
Maybe. Was this in the athleisure section?
It was not, no.
Oh.
I got another fun story. Wait, we don't have enough time.
Story time
with
Wait,
time.
What was the sound effect, though? One more time? Isn't that the sound that Belichick makes towards cheerleaders?
Well, I do think it'd be interesting spin here.
I know, is it?
I know you're happily in a relationship.
Spoken for, yes.
Yes,
very
but it would be an interesting spin if you started dating a significantly older woman and your commentary on age-based relationships and things of that nature would be interesting. But we're not going to go down that road.
Yeah. What, a 54-year, someone's 55 years older than me? Yeah. I don't think they exist.
They're dead.
They're actually
or
dead
they're the
buried.
Oldest person in the world, and you'd get a lot of interest in that. But so what's story number two?
There was a time I told a story where I was at I was checking out, and I had milk at the grocery store, and this younger girl was doing the checkout, and she goes, you know, that milk's going to expire in a few days. And I was like, huh. Is she hitting on me? I was like, oh, you know, I that's okay. I drink milk pretty fast.
Sir, would you like to supersize?
I've never had a woman, and she was like, you know, kind of like there for the summers or something, and at a higher retail market kind of grocery store. Okay. And she's like, you know, that milk's going to expire in a few days.
Maybe she was just being
and
nice.
And I was like, myself, I'm like, is this a little win for today? This might be a little win.
It's definitely a little win. So it could go, that could be both ways. Like, so for me, I'm like a talker. Like, if I'm standing in line and I happen to make eye contact, there's a good chance I may say something.
Ooh.
Just small conversation. Yeah, I know. Some people probably don't find it.
I avoid it at all costs.
You know another thing that I do that sometimes backfires on me? I'm every woman, like Dunks, anywhere. Honey, babe, thanks, hun.
Yeah,
baby. Thanks, sweetie.
Yeah, you're sometimes, rolling the dice there.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, the lady will be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh,
that's not, yeah.
I don't do it in it. Like, I don't mean to be, it's just something I do.
You're
to,
not
like,
old
all
enough
women.
To, yeah. You gotta be
if you're like 70, you
limit.
Can get away with that.
I push it a little bit every now and then.
You're not old enough either yet.
I'm from the South.
Oh, that makes it okay?
It makes it okay.
Yeah, that's
just
Southern
charm.
True. Yeah,
Southern
charm.
From
Houston. It's okay. Don't worry. I'm from Houston. That wasn't offensive to you as a young woman, whatever. Yes, Dan Baldy, you have a story of being hit on.
No, not as many as I'd like to tell. But no Christian Arcand for the crossover. Oh, that's just Braverman. I thought Arcand was going to come in to confront you face to slightly shorter face.
This is what they do. They all throw barbs from afar, but then they punk out.
Behind the glass.
Yeah, when they're behind the glass, behind the mic, they got something to say. But then you confront them and they all just fold like a chair in an auditorium. But please do stay tuned for the Christian Arcand show as he's got a full 4 hours to talk about how short I am and talk about the Red Sox, yell at you about something. I'm sure it'll be something he's yelling about. Hopefully yelling about the idea of trading Jaylen Brown. And now I'm being told 1 minute, Christian Arcand is running in. Christian Arcand is stepping up to the microphone. What does Christian Arcand have to say?
Your movie knowledge.
He's angry about me getting beat in a movie. football movie contest.
Be down.
Did get a haircut, though, this weekend, apparently. Looking Christian good, Arkin. Looking smooth over there. Hey, take your time over there. Just unfold those microphone cords really slowly. Just take it. I'm take curious. All the time.
I'm going to talk to Travis.
Ted will have another story here about being hit on in the grocery store. He had cheese that was moldy once, and she told him.
That was really good vamping, Andy. Nice job. I was here to say, I have been going a little overboard with the short jokes lately. I'm sorry. And I also noticed that Ted has, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm being a bad influence
You're
on him.
You're belittling me.
And I'm taking it out on you. And the reason I'm doing it, Andy, is because I miss you, buddy. I mean,
I appreciate that.
We used to yell at each other for 4 hours, and now I see you for like
it's
10
true.
Seconds.
It is true.
And this is how I reach back out. You know, this is my way.
Short crossovers
there it
with
is.
Each other. Christian Arkin, stick around. What are you yelling about in 5 seconds?
Red Sox, a lot of Red Sox, Bruins new coach, and we got Sammy James from Playtest. He's going to be joining me at 7:30.
Was it the perfect Sturm that brought Marco back to Boston?
I really enjoyed that.
Shut your mic up.
Every single one of them.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoon. See you.
Riders on the Sturm. Riders on the Sturm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.